Okay, good morning and a good chodesh, everybody. Today's daf is Yom Daf Samach. We're holding on the last line of the page in Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis at below in the middle of the line. So today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Henry Orlinsky, Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Rachel Leah, Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen, Allah Shalom, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're in the middle of discussing, the Gemara had made this comment that you don't have anything that's Nasis Mitzvasa Oma Olimbo, that once you've already fulfilled the mitzvah with something, it can't be that it's subject to Me'ila anymore. Once the mitzvah is over, it no longer has that full status of Hegdish. So the Gemara is going to question whether that is always true. It seems that there are exceptions to the rule. So the question is, do the exceptions therefore prove the rule? This is the Sugya of Shnei Ksuvin, Habayin Kecha, that if we can find two exceptions, then the exceptions prove the rule. If you only find one exception, then the exception makes the rule. Then the exception is not an exception. It is the rule. The Gemara is going to then discuss before the Mishnah why it is that we need three different psukim to exclude dam from Mi'ila. And then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to let us know that the Seder HaAvodos, as they are reported in the Mishnayos, at least that's what Rashi understands, as they're reported in the Mishnayos, is Ma'akev, that doing the Avodos out of order is going to be Ma'akev the Avodos. The Gemara is going to have Machlokas, whether the Seder is Ma'akev for all Avodos done with Big Day Lavan, or maybe only those Avodos that are done Bifnim with Big Day Lavan, and not necessarily the Avodos that are done outside of the Kodesh HaKadosh with the Big Day Lavan. The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to talk about whether Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev, and then it's going to talk about whether Chafinas HaKetores, before, if you do Chafinas HaKetores before the Shchitas HaPar, what the status of that Avoda is as well. So let's begin the last line of the page on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. We had just formulated this rule that Ein Lecha Davar Shnas Mitzvaso Malinbo, that you don't have ever an example of something that you fulfilled the mitzvah already and yet it's still subject to Me'ila. So says the Gemara, Vilo, do we really not find such an example that after the mitzvah is over, it's still subject to Me'ila? Vare Trumas Hadeshen. What about taking Trumas Hadeshen, where the pasuk says, Vare Trumas Hadeshen, Shetoch Leish Yisrael HaMizbech, V'samayit HaMizbech, that the mitzvah is to place it next to the Mizbech, and yet the Gemara in Mesech Pesachim Dav Chav Zayinim Beis tells us, V'samo teaches us, Shetoch Geniza. Why would it need Geniza? Because it's Asar Ba'anah. So if it's Asar Ba'anah, that seems to be an indication that there is an Isra Me'ila Minat Torah. But it's already Nas Mitzvah, so you did what you have to do with it, and nevertheless we still say that it requires Geniza, apparently, even though it's Nasis Mitzvah. So that's how Rashi understands that line of the Gemara, that if the Deshen is Asar Ba'anah on account of its Kedusha, Mimela must be that it's subject to Me'ila. Note, the Gemara never says that it's subject to Me'ila, the Gemara just says that you have to be Gonizit, that you're not allowed to get Anah from it. So Rashi says, you put two and two together, obviously, if you have to be Gonizit, it's because it's Asar Ba'anah, and the reason it's Asar Ba'anah is it's Kedusha, and therefore it's subject to Me'ila. Tosos, however, disagrees. Tosos quotes in the name of the Ritzbah that the Trumas Hadeshen is only in Isra Hana'ah. It's not Me'ila. When the Gemara says, Ein Lecha Davar Shnas Mitzvaso Ma'alinbo, it doesn't really mean Umo'alinbo. It means even more than that. That Ein Lecha Davar Shnas Mitzvaso, that's still going to be Isra Hana'ah. It's not a klal in Me'ila. It's a klal in Isra Hana'ah from Hegdish. That once you've already done whatever mitzvah you need to do with it, it could no longer be Asar B'Hana'ah. So that's what the Gemara is asking from Trumas Hadeshen, that even though it's not mitzvah, so it still seems to be Asar B'Hana'ah. Then Tosfos quotes the Ri, that there is Me'ila in Trumas Hadeshen, and therefore the Klal may be limited to Me'ila, and not about any Isra Hana'ah from Hagdish. So the Gemara's question seems to be that if you find that by Trumas Hadeshen, even though Nasas Mitzvasa, it's subject to Me'ila, so the same should therefore be true by dam kachim, and from the word who we should darshan that the din of the of dam la achar zrika is like the same as the dam before zrika, but the Gemara is not suggesting to learn it directly from Trumas Hadeshen. Tosh Rabbeinu Peretz points out, because we do have a drasha over here, the drasha is by the dam, it says the word who, so we're trying to darshan from the word who, that the dam la'achar zrika, it has the same din as the dam kodim zrika, that it's still subject to Me'ila, even though it's Nasas Mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz points out, that we just need a precedent for the idea that something that's Nasas Mitzvah is subject to Me'ilah, and then I'll know how to make the drasha about the dam. But it's not that I'm going to learn from Trumas Hadeshen to the dam. I have a drasha by the dam. I just need to know that this drasha is in bounds, that I'm allowed to make such a drasha. So Trumas Hadeshen serves as a precedent for it. So the Achronim raised the question, but why not learn it taka straight from Trumas Hadeshen? If Trumas Hadeshen tells you that you have something that's Nasas Mitzvah, so, and nevertheless is Ma'alin Bo, so the dam also is Nasas Mitzvah, so should be Ma'alin Bo. So in the Siach Yitzchak, he explains that according to the sheet of the Ritzba that we just mentioned before, that there's no Din Me'ilah by Trumas Hadeshen, it's just Nisra'ana, so you understand very well, you can't learn a Din Me'ilah by Dam Shinas Mitzvah, so from Trumas Hadeshen, which doesn't even have a Din Me'ilah. Trumas Hadeshen is just Nisra'ana. And even according to the sheet of the Ri in Tosfos, that there is a Din Me'ilah by Trumas Hadeshen, you still can't learn from there to Dam, because then the Dam would require Kvura like Trumas Hadeshen. So Trumas Hadeshen is more of a Gilui Milsa than it is a direct limud. But bottom line is, the Gemara is asking, how can you make such a klal that called Davish Nas Mitzvah So in Ma'alin Bo? Over here you have Trumas Hadeshen, where even after it's Nas Mitzvah So, it's still Ma'alin Bo. Sans the Gemara, you're right, but sometimes you have a rule and you have exceptions. And the way to tell whether something is the rule or something is an exception to the rule is how many times does it appear. If it appears once, so then there's a principle in the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben that we call the Binyanav, or that you learn from one place to all the other places in the Torah. But if if it appears twice, then you know that must be an exception. Why would the Torah have to tell me twice the same thing? It must be that it's listing all of the exceptions. So Mishum David Trumas Hadeshen B'Kuna Shneik Suvin Aban Kechad. You're right that Trumas Hadeshen is Nasas Mitzvah and still subject to Me'ilah, but it's not the only thing that's Nasas Mitzvah and subject to Me'ilah. B'Kuna Kuhuna is also Nasas Mitzvah and subject to Me'ilah, and the rule is called Shneik Suvin Aban Kechad Ein Melamdin, that any time you have two psukim that tell me the same chiddush, it must be that those are the exceptions to the rule. They are not the rule. Because if the Torah tells me the same thing in two places, you cannot derive from there to other places. And as Rashi explains in Maseches Kiddushin, because if the Torah wanted me to derive to other places, it only would have written it in one place. And then I would learn from a binyanav. There is a machlokas rishonim, the Achronim formulated, but it seems to be a machlokas rishonim as to what exactly the mechanics of Shneik Suvin Aban Kechad are. Is Shneik Suvin Aban Kechad, does it mean that you just can't learn from these halachos because it's written in two places, so maybe these two places are the exhaustive list of where these halachos apply, and therefore they cannot be used as a limud. But if you have some other place to learn from, then the same principle might still apply elsewhere, meaning over here, for example, in both Trumas Hadeshen and Bigdei Kuna, we find that even though it's Nasas Mitzvah, so it's still subject to Me'ilah. So we're saying, I can't use these as models to teach me about everything else that's Nasas Mitzvah. So, but maybe if I have another limud about dam, let's say, that's not so special, that it's still possible to say that it's subject to Me'ilah. Or no, maybe Shneik Suvin Aban Kechad is like a miut. It's like the Torah is telling me it can't apply anywhere else. The Torah is dafka mentioned in these two places as a special miut, that this halacha can only apply in these two places, and therefore you have no ability to make a drasha from anywhere else to apply it anywhere else. From Rashi in Maseches Zvachim, it sounds like the first tzad, and that's what Tosfos Yeshanim writes on Nun Tesem Beis as well, whereas Tosfos over here sounds like the second tzad of that chakir. So it seems to be a machlokas rishonim about what exactly the limitations or the mechanics of Shneik Suvin Aban Kechad are. So says the Gemara, okay, you've just shown me that there are two places in the Torah where you have a davar shenas mitzvah, so and yet it remains subject to Me'ilah, and therefore we can't derive from there to anywhere else. Well, hanichal rabbanan damri v'inichem sham lamid shetunim v'niza. That works very well if you assume like the rabbanan that you're right about bigdei kuhuna. That once the bigdei kuhuna are done, you put the kohen gadol puts them down there, and then they require geniza, even though it's nas mitzvah, so they require geniza. They're also bana el rabidosa da'amar bigdei kuhuna ru'uyin heim l'kohen. But what about the sheet of Rabbi Dosa that holds that the bigdei kuhuna that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom Kippur do not require geniza? They can still be used by a Kohen Hedyot throughout the rest of the year, so they're obviously not subject to Me'ilah. So now you don't have Shneik Suvin Aban Kechad. You still only have one exception to the rule. You only have Trumas Hadeshen. So how can you formulate a rule If you only have one exception, that normally when there's only one exception, it means that it's not an exception. So the big day kuna do not have a din mi'ila, Rashi points out, because l'nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. Meaning the idea of what the Gemara is quoting, that according to Rabbi Dosa, that big day kuna are ruin l'kayin hediot, so the Gemara explains, because it can't be that they're going to be subject to mi'ila, because l'nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. The Kohanim cannot be careful enough to be poshet the begad them at the very moment that they conclude their avoda. They're obviously going to wear their begadim for a little bit longer after the avoda is over as well. So it can't be that they're subject to mi'ila. In the Siach Yitzhak, he wonders, why does Rashi need to say that? Even if you say that big dekuna are subject to mi'ila, but you can't learn from there that davar shenasa mitzvaso has a din of mi'ila, because kol zman that you could still use them, they're still not nasa mitzvaso. Meaning Rashi's trying to tell us over here that big dekuna are not subject to mi'ila because even after nasa mitzvaso, they're not subject to mi'ila because we know kohanim are going to continue to wear them even beyond the time of the avoda. So Siach Yitzchok just wonders, you don't even need to say that. It's not yet nasa mitzvaso if it's kosher for other kohanim. What the Gemara is telling, what the Gemara is driving at is, according to Rabbi Dosa, that if other kohanim could use it, it's not yet at the stage of nasa mitzvaso. So you don't have any example of something that's nasa mitzvaso that's still subject to mila, except for Chumas Adeshan. So answers the Gemara, yes, you're right, maybe Big Day Kuna doesn't count, but there's another example. Mishum Davi Chumas Adeshan ve'egla Arufa shnei ksuvin aban ke'echad. Chumas Adeshan and Egla Arufa are two examples of items that even though it's Nasas Mitzvaso, it's still subject to mila, because shnei ksuvin aban ke'echad ein melamdin, and whenever you have shnei ksuvin aban ke'echad, you cannot derive from there to anywhere else in the Torah. Well, hanich elamad yamar ein melamdin, elamad yamar melamdin ma'ik elameymar. That works very well if you assume shneksim aban kechalein melamdin. If there's such a midah shatar and drash ben, there's such a rule in the midah shatar and drash ben that if there appears in two places, you cannot derive to anywhere else. But what if you hold that it is melamdin, that it can apply to elsewhere in the Torah, which is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Masech Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin? Tosos explains what would be the svara for that. Meaning, what would be the svara to say that like sheetas Rabbi Yehuda? Sheetas Rabbi Yehuda is that shneksim aban kechal is melamdin, but shlosha ksuvin aban kechad is ein melamdin. Now I get the smart to say shnei ksuvin aban kechad is ein melamdin. That makes a lot of sense. If the Torah wanted to be melamid to other places, only say the exception once, and then I'll know that it applies everywhere else. By saying it twice, you must. The Torah doesn't waste words. By saying it twice, it must be telling me the exceptions to the rule and not the rule itself. But why would it take three times to tell me the exceptions to the rule? Well, what's happening the first two times? What happens on the second time? So Tosfos explains that it's similar to what the Gemara says at the beginning of Maseches Sota. The Gemara tells us, "Kol parsha shenemar v'nishnis lo nishnis el b'shul davar shenischadish ba." That the pasuk is telling me some dvar chidish in the second time that it doesn't mention the first time, and we have to mine the Torah in order to find what that chidish is. But you do have such a thing, a klal in Limud Torah, that sometimes the Torah will chazer over an entire parsha, not because every line is a chiddush, but because there's a chiddush somewhere in there. So too, the klal might be mentioned a second time, not to tell me that these are the exceptions. No, they're still the klal, but the second time includes some extra chiddush that the first time didn't include. You know when you're going to know that it's Ein Melamdin, that this is a list of exceptions? When you have three. Shlosha ksuvin aban kechad is Ein Melamdin. So if you assume that Shlosh Ksuvin Aban Kachar is Ein Melamdin, where are our Shlosh Ksuvin? You only have two. You have Chumas Adeshen and you have Egla Arufa. So the Rishonim already point out that the Gemara could have given a simple answer. Here Tosfos points out the Gemara could have given a simple answer. We have a machlokas whether you need Shnei Ksuvin to be Ein Melamdin or Shlosh Ksuvin to be Ein Melamdin. We know Chumas Adeshen is in, Egla Arufa is in, right? They're on the list. Question is, we had a machlokas whether Big Day Kuhuna are on the list or not. Are they two in Gnezavim Kovim or are they Kasha the Kohen Hedyot? So just align the machlokas. Just say that the one who holds that you need Shlosh Ksuvin Aban Kechad, Big Day Kuhuna is on the list also. Big Day Kuhuna are also Tom Gneza. Must hold, like that Shita, that Big Day Kuhuna are Tom Gneza. And if you hold that you only need Shnei Ksuvin Aban Kechad, good, then you'll hold that Big Day Kuhuna are not Tom Gneza, that they can be used by the Kohen Hedyot. So that could have been the simple answer, just to align the two machlokas with each other to make them work out. But says Gemara, we have a better answer. That even the Tana that holds Shneik Sun Rabban Kechad Melamdin is Moda that you cannot learn from Trumas Desha and Egla Arufa because Trey Miyutik Sivi. It's abundantly clear in the Parshios of Trumas Desha and Egla Arufa that they are that they are the exceptions and they are not the rule, because the pasuk says Visamo Eitzel Hamizbech. It doesn't say Visam, so we're medayik from there that only by the Deshen do we have such a din of Mi'ila even after Nasas Mitzvaso, but nowhere else. And by the Egla Arufa it says Ha Arufa. From the fact that it says Ha Arufa, that's where we see that there's a din Mi'ila after the Kiyum Mitzvah, but not that is Dafka by Egla Arufa, that there's a din Mi'ila after the Kiyum Mitzvah, but not by anything else other than the Egla Arufa. So even if you normally hold Shneik Suvim Ban Kech and Melamdin, over here you can hold Ein Melamdin, because on top of the fact that it's Shneik Suvim, each of those Shneik Suvim have a Miyut attached to it. Okay, now the Gemara discusses why do we need three separate miyutim about Dam Kachim. We quoted in yesterday's daf that the three drashos to be memai Dam Kachim from Mi'ila. It says Lachem, Lachaper, and Hu. So Vahani Tosi Kray B'Dam Lameli. Why do I need three psukim dafka related to Dam? So Chad L'mute Minosar, V'chad L'mute Mi'ila, V'chad L'mute Mi'tuma. One pasuk is coming to tell me that Dam Kachim is not subject to Minosar, that if you eat the Dam of the carbon that's left over after the Zman of Achila of the carbon is over, you're not chayiv mishum nosar. Obviously, you're chayiv for eating dam, you know, a lot of dam, but you're not chayiv mishum nosar. Dam is not subject to nosar. And one is telling me that dam kachim is not subject to mi'ila, and one miyut is telling me that dam kachim is not subject to the din of tuma. That if you're tame when you eat dam kachim, you're not chayiv for eating kachim betuma. Again, still not a lot of dam, and you're chayiv for Achila's dam, but you're not chayiv at least for Achilas Kachim Bituma. So says Gemara, Avol Pigal Lo Tzarich L'Mutekra. Mi Pigal Lo Tzarich L'Mutekra. To be memayated from Pigal, I don't even need a pasuk to tell me that you're not Chayiv Mishum Pigal when you eat Dam, because I know that din from somewhere else. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Vachim, Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Bein La Adam, Bein La Mizbeach, Chayav Nalav Mishum Pigal. Something is only going to be subject to Pigal if there's a Matir that makes it okay either for a person to eat it or for it to go up on the Mizbeach. Like the Emurim of a carbon that are mutter b'aktara, once you do the Zrikas Adam. So Dam is the matir for the Emurim of the carbon. So the Emurim of the carbon are going to be subject to Pigal. But Vidam Atzmo Matir Hu. Dam doesn't have anything else that's matir it. Dam is the matir for everything else. Dam is matir the Emurim for aktara, the Basra la Achila. And therefore Dam itself doesn't have Pigal. There's a din. There's a din pigal because dam is mati. There's a din pigal on the emurim because dam is mati the emurim from the mizbeach. There's a din pigal on the basar because dam is mati the basar la achila. But the dam itself is not going to have a din pigal because there's nothing that's matir the dam. But the din of nosar and tumah are knowing even on things that are matir other things, and that's why I need a specific miut that dam is excluded from nosar and tumah. How do I know that nosar and tumah can apply even to something that is a matir for others? Because we find, the Rabbeinu Peretz points out, we find by a kometz that yichayev lo mishum nosar v'tumah, the Gemara says m'sechz mi'ila, and therefore I dafka need by a miyu to tell me that dam is not included in nosar and dam is not included in tumah, even though dam itself is a matir. Okay, now a new Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses the Seder Avodos. We've been discussing Seder Avodos of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, and everything's supposed to be done in a particular order. So says the Mishnah, that all of these Seder Avodos of Yom HaKippurim, if a person does them out of order, if the Kohen Gadol does them out of order, so then it's invalid and he has to go back and do it in the proper order. So for example, if he sprinkles the Dama Sa'ir before he sprinkles the Dama Par, so then he has to sprinkle the Dama Sa'ir again after the Dama Par, because otherwise he was Meshad of the Seder Avoda. Now we don't say he has to do both again, because if it's supposed to go A and then B, and you did B and then A, so then just do B. So then so you will have had the last two things that you did in the proper order. Right? So you just need to sprinkle again the the Dama Sa'ir after the Dama Par. So it sounds that you don't have to go and shecht a new Sa'ir. You could take the same Dama Sa'ir, the same Sa'ir whose Dam you already have, that was shechted before the Hazaa Sapar, and sprinkle that Dam. Now the Gemara is going to say later that the Mishnah is discussing the Hazos and the Heichal. But if this were to happen in the Hazos and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then Yitaka would need to shecht the new Sa'ir, because the din is that a Sa'ir that's shechted before the Hazos Dam Apar, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shechitas Psula. If you shechted the Sa'ir before the Azaz Dam of the Par, then the Shechita is going to be possible. So in Gvuras Ari, the Shagasari points out, from the Mishnah it sounds like, Hiktim Dama Sa'ir L'Dama Par, Yachzer V'Yazim Dama Sa'ir L'Yachzer Dama Par, that it's a Hemshech of the first in the Mishnah. That Kol Ma'isi Yom HaKippurim Amar Al Seidrim Hiktim Ma'isi L'Chver Lo Asa Klum. They have to do everything in order. And therefore, this is an example of something that was initially out of order, so you need to put it back in order. So it turns out that even though the Mishnah says Yachzer V'Yazeh Midama Sa'ir, it doesn't mean that it's only a Din L'Chachila. It means that if you're not Yachzer V'Yazeh Midama Sa'ir, it's going to be possible B'Di'evet, because it's building off of what we said in the first line of the Mishnah, that Lo Asa Klum, that it's going to be possible B'Di'evet if it's done out of order. And that's what Likutei Halachos writes as well. However, from the Lecha Mishnah, in Ilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, where the Chafetz Chaim points out, it sounds that it's a separate Din. It's not a Hemshech to the first Din in the Mishnah, and it's telling us that l'chadchila you have to go and be mazah the Dama Sa'ir, but if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. And that's what the Gvuras Ari seems to say at the end as well. But he says, what chiddush is there, that l'chadchila you have to do it properly? Of course l'chadchila you have to do it properly. But anyway, that's the tension over here. Are these two separate halachas, and it's like a halacha and the exception to the halacha, or are these one halacha and an example of when that halacha applies? And nafkamina is this ma'akev when we say yachzav yazam midam asar liyachadam apar, is that only din lechadchila, or is that even ma'akev? And if the dam spills out before you finish doing the matanos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the placing of the dam, sprinkling down the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the par of the sair, so yavi dam acher, shecht another par or another sair, and viyachzer betchila, and you begin the sprinkling again for the halmi b'fnim, for the seder azos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You can't just pick up from where you left off. V'chein beheichel, and the same is true by the azos and the heichel. The blood spills out in the middle of the sprinkling of the dam and the heichal, so you go back to the beginning of the sprinkling of the dam and the heichal. You don't have to go all the way back to square one. You don't have to go all the way back to the sprinkling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Once you left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was done. You're finished with the sprinkling of the dam and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But you do have to go back to the sprinkling of the dam and the heichal. V'chein b'mizbeach hazav. Right? We learned about three sprinklings of dam. There was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the heichal, and by the mizbeach hazav. So if you already finished the sprinkling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the heichal, and in the middle of doing the sprinkling by the Mizbeach Hazav, the dam spills out and you're out of dam, so you shecht more animals and you start again only from the Mizbeach, from the sprinkling by the Mizbeach Hazav. You don't go back to the sprinkling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in the Heichal. What the Mishnah does not say is what happens if it spills out, the Damer Sar spills out in the middle of the Hazaos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in the Heichal. Do you have to go back to even from the Dama Par of that Seder? Meaning, what if it's only the Dama Sa'ir that spilled, but you already finished the Dama Par? So do you have to shecht another Par and do that over again as well? Or is it only the Dama Sa'ir that needs to be taken care of? So in Tosfos Yeshanim he writes, and it sounds like you only have to go back to the Dama Sa'ir. If that's all that spilled, and you already finished the Hazaos of the Dama Par, so the Dama Par is good. So now you only need to go back to the Dama Sa'ir. However, the Me'iri writes, Yavi Dama Acher V'Yazim Etchila, Pirish Hazar Rishonu Shal Dama Par Bifnim, V'Shniya Dama Sa'ir Bifnim. Vishneyam kapara achas. The Miri says they're both a single kapara, they're a single unit. Because shenishbach atshelo nishlamu shneyam yavi dam acher v'yaslu mitchila. And if any of the blood spill out before you finish both of them, you're going to have to redo both of them again. So the reason that you don't have to go back to the previous, what the Mishnah is telling us now is that you view it as three units. The lefnayv lefnim, the Heichal and the Mizbeach Hazav. And whenever the dam spills, you only go back to the beginning of that section. You don't have to go all the way back, because Shekul and Kapara Bifnei Atzman. Each one of these three segments are their own Kapara. And once the Kapara is done on a segment, you close the book on that segment, and that's it. You're never going to have to go back to it again. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say, you don't even need to go back to the beginning of that segment. You could just go back to what you were up to. So whatever sprinkling you were up to in middle of that Seder is just where you pick up from. You just pick up exactly where you left off. Now, what's also unclear in the Mishnah is, according to the Tanna Kamma, that you go back to the beginning of the Seder. How do we define the Seder when it comes to the Mizbeach HaZahav? We learned in the Mishnah on the Nunches that first you'd be Maza Be'etzba'o on the four Karnos HaMizbeach, and then you'd be Maza Sheva Pa'amim on the Tarosh HaMizbeach, on the Gag of the Mizbeach. So what if so are all of those hazaos considered one seder? And if the dam is nishbach in the middle of the hazaos on the tiaros hamizbeach, on the gag of the mizbeach, you're going to need to go back and do this, the placing of the dam on the four corners. Remember, we discussed upward motion, downward motion, three corners different than one corner. So are you going to have to do that again as well? So the Sfas Emes writes that it seems that it's all considered seder echad, and yes, you're going to have to go back to the karnos hamizbeach as well. However, in the printed editions of the Sfas Emes, they have ha'aros from his son-in-law, where he writes that in fact the Shver is correct, and that's the sheet of Tosos and Maseches Zvachim. However, Rashi in Zvachim Daf Membeis disagrees that it's in fact the Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's considered a single unit or they're considered two separate units. This placing of the dam on the four cardinals of Mizbeach, or and the sprinkling of the dam on the top of the Mizbeach, is that considered one unit or are those two separate units? Okay, that the Mishnah doesn't make abundantly clear, so that might be subject to Machlokas Rishonim. Now the Gemara brings Machlokas Tanayim about the Seder Avodah. That's Makiv in Yom Kippurim. Tan Rabban, Kol Ma'is Yom Kippurim Ma'amar Al Seder Im Hikdim Ma'is L'Chaver Lo'as HaKlub. That all of these Avodas Yom Kippurim we're learning about in these Mishnayos, if you do something out of order, so it's invalid, the whole thing doesn't work. So Amar Abida Emasai, when do we say that Bidvarim? When do we say such a din that it's Lo'as HaKlub? Bidvarim Anasim Bibigdei Lavan Mibifnim. It's not about everything that gets done on Yom Kippur. There are certain things that get done on Yom Kippur that if you do Shaloka Seder, it's still going to be kosher. It's only about those specific avodos that the Kohen Gadol does wearing the Big Day Lavan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the sprinkling of the Dam Keneged HaKaporis and the Akhtaris HaKatoris, whatever we learned about that he does in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only then is the Seder Ma'akev. Avodvar Menasim Big Day Lavan Mibachutz, but even when he's only wearing Big Day Lavan, but it's done in the Heichal or in the Azara, meaning the Hagrala, the Vidoy, the Shlich HaShirayim, all of that is done in the Azara while he's wearing Big Day Lavan. The Azara of the dam on the parochas, the mizbeach hazav, which is done while wearing big day lavan in the heichal. So in all those cases, the seder is not going to be ma'akiv. If you do it out of order, so it's valid anyway, even if you did it out of order. Rabbi Nechemia Omer b'med var mamur b'dvar manasim big day lavan b'mi b'fim b'mi b'chutz al dvar manasim big day zav b'chutz masha asa asui. Rabbi Nechemia disagrees. Rabbi Nechemia says no. We have to look at only one factor to determine whether the Seder is Ma'akiv, and that is, what is the Kohen Gadol wearing? If he's wearing Big Day Lavan, then it's Ma'akiv. If he's wearing not just Big Day Lavan, then the Seder is not going to be Ma'akiv. But it doesn't matter where the Kohen is. So whereas the Rabbi Yehuda was the first Tana, said that the question we look at in terms of what's Ma'akiv, what's not, is where is the Kohen? Is the Kohen Lefnai V'Lefnim, or is he in the Heichal or Azara? And only if he's Lefnai V'Lefnim, it's going to be Ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemia says, no, the question is not where is the Kohen, the question is, what is the Kohen wearing? And if he's wearing Big Day Lavan, then the Seder is Ma'akev. If he's not wearing Big Day Lavan, the Seder is not going to be Ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both darshan from the same Pasuk. Pasuk says, V'haysa zos lechem l'chukas olam, and the Pasuk continues, L'chap Rabbi Nechemia l'chukas olam, Achas Pashana. So since it uses the Lashon Chuka, we see that the Seder is Ma'akev in these Avodos. But the Lashon is only said, is not said about every one of the Avodos Hayom, only on those that are done Achas Pashana. So the question is, how do we define that term? That clearly the Pasuk is telling me Chuka, so Seder is Ma'akev, something is Ma'akev over here, but only that which is done achas b'shana. Rabbi Yehuda savar makom shemeschapren bo pam achas b'shana. That it's about the place. Where are you? If you're in a place that you're only in the schaper pam achas b'shana, namely the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where your avodah is going to be makif. So it's not about what he's wearing. Obviously, he's wearing big day lovin if he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't wear big day lovin. Can't take a nasa sneger in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's one factor. It's where are you? If you're in the place that you only enter once a year, that's ma'akev. Whereas Rabbi Nechemi suffered dvarim schapren pam pam achas b'shana. All the avodas that are done in the big day lovin, even in the hechla, the azara, the kapara is only happens once a year, so that's when the seder is ma'akev. That when you're wearing the big day lavan, where you the Kohen Gadol would only be wearing that on Yom Kippurim to achieve kapara, so that's when the seder is going to be ma'akev. So it says Mara, Atzil Rabbi Yehuda Makom Ksiv. But wait a second, it just says Achas Pashana. It doesn't say anything about Makom. So how does Rabbi Yehuda derive from there that if you're in the Makom that you only go to Achas Pashana? It doesn't say the word Makom. Now it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say about Rabbi Nechemia, atu begadim ksiv? Does it say that you're only wearing the begadim? So the Tosra Ben Peretz is very, he explains things in a very pashtus way, you know, things that are just a simple pshat. Tosra Ben Peretz just points out, yeah, because if you look at the pasuk is talking about the big day kuna. So his vice is also lecham l'chukas olam is said about the big day kohen gadol. So you don't have to say atu begadim ksiv? Yeah, the whole pashtus is about begadim. So that's why it's going to be ma'akev. But the Gemara has a reasonable question on Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't say anything about Makom, so how do you know the Darshan Makom? Elahein the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Ksiv Zos, Ksiv Achas. Now the basis of Rabbi Yehuda is that the Torah says, Vaisa Zos Lachem L'chukas Olam, so that's a milt, that the chukah that's Ma'akev is only on Zos, and not on something else. It's in a very limited sense that we're going to say that it's going to be Ma'akev. And it also says Achas Pashana, which is also a milt, that only about one thing do we say the chukah to be Ma'akev. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, these two miyutim tell me chadamute big day lavan mi bachutz v'chadamute big day zahav. One tells me that anything he does in big day lavan outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the seder is not going to be ma'akev, and the other miyut is to tell me that anything he does in big day zahav is not going to be ma'akev. So the seder is therefore only ma'akev on that which is done big day lavan l'fnai v'lifnin. For Rabbi Nechemia would tell me no chadamute big day zahav, one to exclude anything he does with big day zahav where the seder is not going to be ma'akev. V'chad l'mute shirayim d'lo ma'akvi. Not l'mute big day lovan mibachutz, but l'mute that if the shvichas ha-shirayim of the damapar in the sa'ir on the yisod ma'aravi of the mizbeach ha-chitzon, that's not ma'akev. That even though that's done in big day lovan, but the seder of that is not ma'akev. And if he's makdim later avoda to that, then it's perfectly fine. But by any other avodas that are done with big day lovan, even in the heichal, even in the azara, the seder is going to be ma'akev. For Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda would say, im ma'akvi, if the seder is ma'akev by other avodos that are done with big day lavan b'chutz, ma'akvi, then it's ma'akev for shvichas shirayim as well. V'lo ma'akvi. I mean, why would you single out a single avoda that's done with big day lavan b'chutz and say, oh, that's the one where the seder is not going to be ma'akev, but every other avoda that you do with big day lavan b'chutz is going to be ma'akev? Take a category and say that category the seder is ma'akev, or that category the seder is not ma'akev. How do you single out one avoda from an entire category and say, oh, in that avoda, that's where I'm not going to worry about seder, but every other avoda I will worry about seder? So Mar brings a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds a shvicha shirayim is considered an avoda chashuva enough that it should be considered together with all the other avodos, and therefore if the other avodos are ma'akev kapara, then this one also should be ma'akev kapara. Kidetanya, because the Brisa tells us when it talks about the conclusion of the hazos of the dam hapar v'asayir, it says v'chila mikaper asakodesh and v'asol moivus mizbeach. So that's an extra pasuk. So it tells me im kiper, if the kohen did all the hazos that the Torah describes. Kila, so he's finished the kapara. V'im lo kiper, but if he didn't finish all the azos, lo kila. He has not completed the kapara, because you're not allowed to be missing out even a single matana. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, meaning all the matnos dam are critical. If you skip out on any of the matnos dam, then you haven't achieved kapara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mipnei ma lo nomar, im kila kiper, v'im lo kila lo kiper, shem chis rachas nevatam, zolso v'lo klum. Why not, why don't we darshan the pasuk as it's written, say that im kila, if the kohen finishes completes sprinkling the dam as it's written, then keeper, then he's been mashlim the kapara. The imlo kila, and if he hasn't completed all the azos, then lo keeper, then he has not achieved kapara, because you're missing any of the matanos, you're not, you haven't accomplished anything. V'amrin and may benayu, what's the difference between what Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Dio are saying? They're both saying that if you're missing any one of the matanos, you haven't completed the kapara. So they formulated it in a slightly different order, but they're saying the same rule. They're saying, if you're missing out on any of the matanos dam, so the kapara is no good. The kapara has not been accomplished. So Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Shua ben Levi have a machlokas what the nafkamina between them is. Chad amar mashmos darshni. Now, you're right. They're just arguing about how to read a pasuk. Meaning, you know, like one of my rabbis used to say, when they'd ask lemay nafkamina, you say, nafkamina is whether you know how to learn or you don't know how to learn. So how do you read a pasuk? That's the nafkamina. Do you know how to read the pasuk? V'chad amar, and the other one says, the other amora, either Rabbi Yochum or Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, shirayim ma'akvi yikubinayim. The chiluk lahalacha between these two tanaim is about shvicha shirayim of the dam apar, dam asayir, in the yisod ma'arav yishol mezbeach hachitzon. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the shirayim is not ma'akev, even if you didn't do it at all. And that's why he darshan supposed to be keeper, if you sprinkle from the dam all the primary azotos that you're supposed to do, then kila, then don't worry, you finished the kapara, even though you never got to shvicha shirayim li yisod. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shvicha shirayim is ma'akev. And that's why he says, im kila, if you finished all of the matanos, everything, including the shvicha shirayim, only then keeper, only then have you achieved the proper kapara. So you see from the Braisa that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shvicha shirayim is a significant avoda, and therefore it should be ma'akev kapara every bit as much as every other avoda that you're going to do with big day love and bachutz. There's no reason to say that, oh, there's a miut in the pasuk, and therefore dafka this one avoda, the seder is not going to be ma'akev. No, put it. It's in the category of a malach of avodos that are done with big day love and bachutz. So put it together with the rest of the category. So now the Gemara says, well, we have a stira within Rabbi Yochanan, because we said before that Rabbi Yochanan understands within Shittas Rabbi Nechemia that the pasuk is not mimayit all avodos that are done with the big deal of mechutz, only the shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev the kapara. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev? From Rabbi Yochanan, Tan Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Yochanan explains the shita of Rabbi Nechemia that if someone pours the shiari adam mechutz l'migdash, he's chayiv kares, that seems to be assuming the shirayim is ma'akev the kapara. So it turns out that apparently it is considered a real avoda. So if you do mechutz l'mikdash shirchayiv, and if you do shalok k'seder, you're not yotzei. So it says more kasha. Yeah, that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be sosur himself within how to understand Rabbi Nechemia. Now, of course, we know the rule is that whenever we say a lashon of kasha, it means that it's an answerable kasha. It's not an unanswerable kasha. So the reason it says kasha over here is that not a lashon of tiyufta. So the achronim explain because you could be doch for the kasha because Rabbi Yochanan didn't say beferish that according to Rabbi Nechemia shirayim are not ma'akev the kapara. He just said that the seder is not ma'akev. It could be that the actual shvichas shirayim, making sure you do it, that's ma'akev the kapara. And therefore, if you do it b'chutz, that's not going to be good. But you do it shalok k'seder, but you got it done, maybe that taka is not going to be ma'akev. So that could be the answer to the kasha. Now, we're talking about the seder being ma'akev. The Rambam Paskins, and based on the Mechilta, that tefillin and mezuzahs that are written shalok k'sidran are possible. But Sifrei Torah that are written shalok k'sidran are going to be kasha. So there would be a huge problem if Sifrei Torah written shalok k'sidran would be possible, because every time you'd have a psul in the Sefer Torah, you want to fill it in, you have to go and rewrite the whole everything that comes after it. So the Sefer Torah is written Shalok Kesidron is Kasher, but there's an unbelievable chiddush in the Tshuvas Ginas Varadim, unbelievable in the sense that most poskim don't believe it, they do not accept it. In the Tshuvas Ginas Varadim, he writes in Klal Beis, Simin Yud Beis, that even though Ksiva Sefer Torah Shalok Kesidron is Kasher, but the Askaros in the Sefer Torah Shalok Kesidron are going to be possible. So it would turn out, the Achronim point out, Ben Yitzion points out, it would turn out, according to the Ginas Varadim, that if, let's say, a lot of times when you have a Sefer Torah, the letters fade over time. That's why they say you're supposed to get the Sefer Torah checked periodically. You should really get on that. But you're supposed to get them checked periodically because sometimes you get them checked every 10 years, so they'll fill in whatever, 200, 300 letters that need to be fixed. You wait 50 years to check it, then it's not going to be fixable. It's just going to be thousands of letters. You're not going to be able to fix everything that needs to be rewritten. So what happens if the first few letters in Shem Hashem become faded? So now you're going to fix those and it's going to be Shalok HaSidran. So that's what they discussed, that lechora, it's going to be according to the Guinness of Radim, it's going to be a problem. Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak, he brings a raya from our sugya that you can't passel shalok sidrim, because the Gemara says that the reason the avodas Yom Kippurim the seder is ma'akev is because it says chuka. So it's dafka by those avodas that it says chuka, then we assume the seder is going to be ma'akev. Where if it doesn't say chuka, the seder is not ma'akev. So we can't learn that the seder is ma'akev anywhere that you don't have a special drasha. So by tefillin and mezuzas it says b'hayu, so we darshan b'havyasam yiyu, that has to be in this seder. But by the askaras of the Sefer Torah it doesn't say b'hayu, it doesn't have such a drasha, and absent such a drasha we're not allowed to make up such a drasha. So that's why the poskim don't necessarily accept this, and even if they do accept it, they're not convinced that application is true, that if something fades, if it was originally written Kesidron and then something fades, that's going to be a violation of Shalom Kesidron. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up from Amir Rebbe Chanina tomorrow.